Was that the signal that it's my turn? I wanted to make sure my box disappeared. Oh, all right. I'm supposed to make an announcement about it. And it was supposed to be up here to remind me so I wouldn't forget it. And it was placed up here on top of the Holy Bible so it could be made holy, right?
That's right.
And are you going to say something or go ahead?
All
right. Anybody here younger than 95? Well, actually, you should be a little bit younger than that. But we're inviting the children to come early, to come up here to this basket, and you're going to get a piece of paper and some kind of device to draw or write with, and you're going to draw your favorite animal. And then when you come up for the time to share with Alicia later, you'll bring that with you, and I think you'll be talking about the animals.
Yes.
So, children, come up now while I continue to make some of the announcements and get what you need to do your project. And now, July 9th. What is happening on July 9th? The sun will rise, and it will rise at the same time it's supposed to, and our service will be at the time it's supposed to be according to our change, which will be 10:30, beginning on July the 9th. Now that, I think, is a breakfast Sunday, isn't it? But we'll still be having breakfast at the usual time, I believe. Now, I was supposed to say welcome first, and I was supposed to remind you of the rocking chairs back there, where you can sit if you would like to be rocking, particularly if you have a small child or would like to pretend you're a small child, like one person back there is now. And then also, starting in July the 2nd, there is another change taking place. You can come at 9:30 on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Sundays, and we'll be serving bagels and cream cheese and peanut butter, and I don't know what else is going with it, and coffee. And then at 9:45, there'll be about a 15-minute time together, which we are calling song and prayer, and then a thought for the day. So remember that starting on July 2nd, which is just a week from today, correct?
Yes.
All right, so keep that in mind. And I think there's one other announcement I'm supposed to emphasize. And it is United Methodist Night at the ballpark. That's Tuesday, and we still have some tickets left. The tickets are $7.50. Do they need to see you? Do other people have them too?
Tom Bowl
may have them as well. And again, that's Tuesday evening. Bring something to share for the tailgate party and read the rest of the information there about it. Now, in the bulletin was a sheet like this. This is on which you list your attendance, and if you have a prayer request you want read, write that at the top of that sheet, and ushers will collect it before the prayer time. If you have no prayer request, it will be collected with the offering later on. If you happen to be new, or relatively new, we do have a folder like this, which tells you a good bit about the United Methodist Church. We're glad you're here. Pick one of these up. They're laying around at a number of different spots. And now we will continue with our service.
Good morning. I'm Dale Pryor, and I'm honored to be your song leader here on Sunday mornings. And a tradition here at United Methodist Church and the University of United Methodist Church is to do a hymn sing in the summertime. So we are going to do just three hymns. Pick your favorite. I'm going to call on three sections. So we'll start with this section over here. I just saw a hand shoot up. Hymn number 707, Hymn of Promise. Did you hear that, Dennis? First verse.
In the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
The far section. A favorite hymn? No? Somebody had a hand up. Go ahead. 577. That far section should be thinking of a hymn. We have one more to do.
God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story, bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the facing of this hour. For the facing of this hour.
Yes, go ahead. Say again. 437. And again, the first verse. Oh, nice.
This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine.
Amen. I kind of got a little teary-eyed on that one, Mark. That was interesting. Oh, welcome. Oh, wow. Look at all the people here in summer. This is wonderful. Welcome to the church. Please bring a friend next week. I am so honored to say I'm the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood, and welcome. So this season, we are celebrating the gifts of life. We are reading a book and studying this book called Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, and it is a grouping of Celtic blessings. So up here we have the rolling hills of Ireland. Aren't I lucky I'm visiting today in Ireland? And we have our Celtic cross, and we have our threshold into the holy. So if you come in through the University Avenue entrance, why don't today you exit through our threshold so you get to experience that as well. So let's get started. Oh, that looks so beautiful. The tradition of blessing prayers has endured through centuries among the people called Celts. These blessings reveal a sense of the holy in every moment, in everything, in every person. This is a way of living, of observing and celebrating, blessing and being blessed by the ordinary acts and encounters of life. Inspired by this tradition of Celtic spirituality and featuring the blessing poems of Beth A. Richardson, we will spend time this summer steeping in the blessings that surround us and live within us. One of the ways we notice the blessings of our lives is to simply delight in the small things. Everyday objects, from our coffee cups to our pets and everyday activities like washing dishes or taking off our shoes can become occasions of blessing. Moving through our day with the mantra, bless to me my, and then you fill in the blank, is a Celtic practice that slows us down and hones us in on the beauty of the gifts of life. And let's begin our worship with the song that will be our song throughout this series, Bless to Me.
In the eye of the one, in the eye of the sun, in the eye of the spirit, the three, who created, redeemed, and who washed my blood clean, in love I am bending my knee. Bless to me, bless to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit, bless to me.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Jeannie Finlayson-Schuler, and I'll be your liturgist this morning. And you've already heard from Dean Moyer for announcements and Dale Fryer for songs, and you all know Pastor Alicia. Would you please rise now if you're able and join me into the call to worship using Beth Richardson's poem, A Blessing of the Coffee, showing how the simple moments can be experienced as a blessing. Bless this cup, smooth and warm, held in cold hands, in cold hands. Bless the beans and those who picked them, all who washed and roasted, washed and roasted.
Bless the workers and their families, their children and their homes.
Bless this day and all who wake.
Give them comfort, strength, and plenty. Strength and plenty.
Bless this coffee, warm and sweet, nourishing, comforting, taste of love, amen. Please remain standing and join now in singing our opening hymn, See the Morning Sun Ascending, number 674 in the blue hymnal and displayed on the screen.
See the morning sun ascending, radiant in the eastern sky. Hear the angel voices bending in their praise to God on high. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Loving kindness ever shed upon our deathly way. For thy mercy gazing ever, for thy bless day by day. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God always. Wisdom, honor, power, and blessing with the end. Most we cry, round thy throne, thy name confessing, Lord, we would thee draw nigh. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God.
We have a, you can stay standing because you'll need to be standing in a minute. We have a tradition at University Church of greeting one another by shaking hands or a fist bump or a hug and saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you this morning to greet your neighbor by saying, what can I bless for you today? And when they respond, say, I bless your blank today. So if you ask me, what can I bless for you today? And I'd say, the start of my summer. Then y'all can bless the start of my summer for me. Thanks.
Good morning again. I'd like to welcome the children to come forward.
I love you.
Good morning. And as we welcome the children, let's welcome them with the song, Halle Halle.
Halle, halle, hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Halle, halle, halle. Hallelujah, halle, halle, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You may be seated. It's hard to sit and listen and sing that song, right? Oh, wow, look at all of you. Yay, I'm so happy to see you. Hi. All right, so I asked you to do something earlier, right? What was that? To draw your favorite animal, or if you wanted to draw a pet. And you know what I see? There's more than one. How exciting. Okay, so tell me what... Oh, we need to make space. So scoot over. Scoot over. We need to make space. Okay, so what did you draw? Or what did you, what, yes, would you draw? What? A crocodile? That's your favorite animal, a crocodile? I'm going to get the microphone so we can hear everybody. All right, so your favorite is a crocodile. Okay, what else? What's favorite animals?
I drew boots from Dora.
What?
I drew boots from Dora.
Oh, boots from Dora. Yes, what animal is boots? A monkey? Yeah. Nice. Okay, what else? What did you draw? Yes.
My favorite animal is a dog.
Your favorite animal is a dog. Wonderful. Yes. Wait, hold on.
My favorite animal is a tiger shark.
A tiger shark? Nice. Okay. All right.
My favorite animal is a turtle.
A turtle. Nice. And I know that you don't have a piece of paper, but do you have a favorite animal you want to tell us about? Okay.
A monkey.
A monkey. Nice. Anyone else want to share their favorite animal? Oh, okay.
My favorite animal is a black panther.
Oh.
Cat.
A cat. All right. Great. Anyone else like to share? All right, so why is it your favorite animal?
The reason why a turtle is my favorite animal because it's peaceful.
Oh, it's a peaceful animal, yes. Any other reasons why these are your favorite animals? Yes. Can you come closer because I can't reach you? Thank you.
Because it is fast.
It's fast, okay. Any other reasons these are our favorite animals? I'm wondering why the crocodile is your favorite animal. Why is that your favorite animal?
Because he can hold the breath for a long time.
He goes to what for a long time?
He can hold the breath for a long time.
Hold his breath for a long time, yes. So, it sounds like these are our favorite pets because what they do intrigue us and they bring us joy or curiosity. And when we think about all these animals or pets, we think about the intricate detail of why do they hold their breath for so long and how can they do that? And I'm thinking of a cat, and I'm going to tell a cat story later, how they bring us so much joy. These are the ordinary gifts of life that we can celebrate and remember that God is in it and God is with us, even with animals, even with the creatures that are all over the earth. I see someone drew snakes. I didn't know anyone had a favorite animal as a snake. So I'm wondering if I asked our congregation out here if they could name any, just say out loud, a favorite pet or animal that you would like to celebrate today. All right. Keep coming. Yes. What else? Okay. Yes. Well, animals bring us so much joy, and they give us a second or a few moments to remember how the divine is with us, bringing us joy through our animals. And so I also got this cute little gift of celebrating gifts of life. The birds that fly, the worms that crawl, all creatures large and small, God made them all. And so someone gave this to me that didn't want to come up. So will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you so much for the gift of life, the gift that we have to see the beauty and to see you and your creation in pets and in animals around the world. We pray that we remember to take the time and acknowledge the joy they bring when we spend time with you and with the animals. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, if you would like, if you want to stay up here, and well, there's not a lot of room. If you want to stay up here, you can, or you can go back to your seats and sit with your families. We're going to honor some people who graduated this year. So if you want a front row seat, you can sit on the floor here, or if you want to go back with your families, that's okay too. And then when the graduates are done, then we can have you go back to your families after that, okay? All right. Whoops, careful. It's okay to go down the stairs, too. So we're going to sit here or sit with your families, okay? All right. So we have a lot of graduates this year, and I'm hoping I say everybody's name correctly. I apologize if I don't. And I think I'm going to have Barb Nunn come up with me. Okay. So I will read the screen. Oh, my. So somebody up there is your family, so you got to tell me how to say that first name. Jemiah? Okay. Jemiah Adams, if you're here. Jemani. Okay. Jemani, if you are here, please come forward. Is she? Yeah. Okay. And Carter McDivitt. Oh, he's not here, is he, Marg? He didn't come from Massachusetts, did he? John Sadowski, he is probably in Canastota right now. Brianna Walker, come on up. And Alexis Baker. Alicia, come forward. I don't know how to say your name. You'll have to tell me when you come up. Liz McGowan, David McGowan, and Nicola Wea, if you could come forward. Now, and Damon Walker, yes. Please come forward. Now, are there any other people graduating either college or a doctoral program or high school that I missed? Because if you did, come on up. Okay, how do we say your name? Alicia. Kochahare. Okay. All right. Well, come on this way so we can get you right in the center here. And so what we have here, and Barb's going to help me pass these out. They are, I knew there were going to be some guys here, so I didn't know if they'd want these, but they are, oh, the places you'll go, because we talked about this just a few weeks ago, right? And the places you'll go will be so many places. And so inside, we have a note in here from the congregation to you so that you can keep this hopefully right with your travel, when you travel, with your traveling water here. May you know God is with you every step of the way on your journey. May you call our church home. So no matter where you go, know that you can always come home. And so what I'd like to do is say a prayer for our graduates, and then we'll hand out our great cups here. Yeah, oh, absolutely. If she wants to come up, yeah. Oh, okay. All right, let's pray together. I think that I have it. Yep, there it is. God of truth and knowledge, by your wisdom, we are taught the way and the truth. Bless Jemani, Carter, John, Brianna, Alexis, Alicia, Liz, David, Nicola, and as they now finish, and Damani, as they now finish their courses of study. We thank you for those who taught and worked beside them, and all who supported them along the way. Walk with these graduates as they move forward in life. Take away their anxiety and confusion of purpose. Strengthen their many talents and skills. Instill in them confidence in the future you plan, where energies may be gathered up and used for the good for all people, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are so proud of all of you. So can we give them a hand because we're proud of them? We're so proud of you. So proud of you. And we're going to just take a moment to congratulate each of them. And as we do, let's sing our song. Oh, wait, first I have to say, the ushers will collect your prayer slips and let's sing our song into our prayer.
Filled with your love, let us love in return. May Jesus show us each day your smile and your wisdom, your grace and your will. In awe and wonder I pray. Bless to me, bless to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit, bless to me.
I'll be reading a prayer for a vision of new beginnings written by the Right Reverend David Giuliano that was read at the Syracuse Interfaith Pride Service. Creator God, who whispers to us the mysteries of this life, who causes the long grasses to dance in summer, who calls the salmon against the current in fall, who invites us to rest like the soil in winter, and in the spring to rise again like hungry bears, searching for the sweetness of you to sustain us, because we choose love. On this day, as with all days, there are endings and beginnings, and there is the continuation of the journey, set in motion beyond living memory and into an unimagined future, especially for our graduates, because we choose love. You call us to healing, wholeness, and right relations, so we give ourselves to the care of our place in the circle that has no beginning and no end, because we choose love. We do not know where it will lead, but we trust that you are with us always. Give us what we need for this next part of the walk. Gratitude for the visionaries, the healers, the prophets who have gone before us. Humility to know that many will follow when we are gone. Joy to lighten the load. Wisdom to see the way, because we choose love. Respect to strengthen our bonds, and tender kindness to soften hardened hearts. Guide us, source of all light, in this season, so that our eyes and our lives will be open to love, and we will walk together in a good way, because we choose love. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Mother, Father, God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please stand now if you're able and join me in singing, His Eye is on the Sparrow, as displayed on the screen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. So by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Whew. Our scriptures today speak to the constancy of God's love. I will be reading words of praise and awe from Psalm 148, verses 7 through 12, and a very familiar reference to the lilies of the field from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 27. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters, and all you ocean depths. Do the same, fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind that does what God says. Do the same, you mountains, every single hill, fruit trees, and every single cedar. Do the same, you animals, wild or tame, you creatures that creep along, and you birds that fly. Do the same, you kings of the earth, and every single person, you princes, and every single ruler on earth. Do the same, you young men, young women too, you who are old together with you, you who are young. And now the scripture from Luke. Notice how the lilies grow. They don't wear themselves out with work, and they don't spin cloth. But I say to you that even Solomon in all his splendor wasn't dressed like one of these. This is the word and the wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Glad to see all of you. It's not too hot today, right? Not too bad? I think that's the blessing for me today, that it's just right. So we've already thought of our time with our coffee, which I think about and bless every day. So now I'd like to start our time, this time, with this Sabbath day, and it's a prayer, a poem or a prayer, however you want to receive it, from Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, Celtic Blessings by Beth A. Richardson. So will you pray with me? Bless to me this new day, the sounds and sights, the smells and tastes, the cool breeze on my cheek and the warm sun on my head. Bless to me this Sabbath time, time to rest, to play, to feel the fullness of this life. Bless to me this gift of plenty, of food and shelter, of peace and safety, of freedom from worry and abundance to share. Bless to me this space to hold in love all those who struggle in life, who sit in sorrow, who walk and wait and run in fear. Bless this earth and all its creatures. Bless to me this new day. Amen. So I'd like to say a word about blessing, because we're saying this a lot through our time, and I just want to be sure that we aren't thinking of it in the wrong way. So blessing is not to be interchanged with lucky. Celtic Christians perceive God's creation as a holy gift. So blessing can be understood as the very things of life, not something necessarily favored or good or special or extraordinary, but all of life as a gift. So I'd like to just tell you some of the prayers that we have read for this chapter in our study so that you can get an idea of what we are blessing this week. So this is Holy Moments, celebrating the gifts of life, walking the dog, a blessing of the coffee, this Sabbath day, a blessing of a bird nest, a blessing of a summer day, sitting with an aging pet, sowing seed, washing the dishes. All of those are blessings. And I'd like to just repeat kind of what I said earlier, because this is so important. One of the ways we notice the blessings of our lives is to simply delight in the small things. Every day, objects from our coffee cups to our pets and everyday activities are occasions to say and name we are blessed. And moving through our day with a mantra, bless me this blank, is a Celtic practice that slows us down and hones us in on the beauty of the gifts of ordinary life. And I have to say to you, this practice literally changed my life about 14 years ago. And I can tell you more at another time about how I've kind of let you know a little glimmer of, but I know we only have a certain amount of time. So another day, I will tell you how this practice has changed my life. So, and how I've gotten through some things. I'd like to talk about our text from Luke, the lilies. And, you know, we read from Luke, but Matthew also has this in Matthew 6, verse 28 and 29, and it's almost a little bit more familiar. Consider the lilies of the field. So because this text or similar writings are in both Luke and Matthew, it gives us a little clue into Scripture that this comes from the Q source. So Mark is one source. It's the first hands-on source that we have. And then Luke and Matthew were written after Mark. So they took from the Mark text and also from this Q source, which we have not yet found. And so if any of you want to become archaeologists and find it, go ahead. We're looking forward to finding that Q source. So this was actually a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this is the chapter in which, and if you want to look it up in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is telling us not to worry. Now, that was hard to hear back then, really hard to hear, because many people lived on the streets. They didn't have clothes or secure food. And so it was really hard for the hearers of Jesus to take this in, not to worry. And I know it's actually hard for us today. It's hard to hear, don't worry. We're all worry warts, right? We worry. And Jesus is saying, don't worry, don't worry. Even these beautiful lilies in the field, they have no worries. They draw strength upon the divine in the sun and in the water and in the soil. And so each of us can do the same. We can give thanks and say a blessing that we are blessed by the gift of beauty that God has created, whether that be lilies in the field or it be the sun or it be water or a sunrise or a sunset, or even find the beauty in the animals and the creatures, or in you and I, in the people around us. So Jesus says, don't worry. And when we do that, we can go further. We can go deeper. And I would say, let's even flip this upside down and not worry. But actually, why don't we instead say a blessing for things, not just worry, but flip it upside down and name and acknowledge the blessings in our life. So that is finding those holy moments and celebrating the gifts in ordinary life. So last week, I had the joy and pleasure of having Sunday dinner with my parents. It was my mom, my dad, my uncle, who's from Arizona. Well, he lives in Arizona. He's from Mattydale. And my daughter and her boyfriend. And at the end of dinner, but before dessert, we lifted up our plates and looked at our placemats because we have a tradition. My grandparents started it, and now my parents have continued it, and maybe I will as well. But each of our placemats are different. And that is because when we travel, we purchase a placemat from that place. So our holy moment for me was not only to have this time with my family, but it was also a time where we got to hear about or remember all those places that we have visited. And so my favorite story told last week was about this, the Reversing Falls, St. John, and I think it's St. John River, but I'm not sure, in New Brunswick. You can Google it later. And what this does, my parents visited there as empty nesters, so it's just the two of them, and they told us about how they spent the whole day watching the water here. And depending on the tide, the water will flow out into the bay, down the falls. You can't even see the falls there. Or during high tide, it reverses, and the water goes up the river, over the falls and up the river. Wow. They sat and watched that all day. What a holy moment. What a gift of ordinary life to celebrate this beauty in nature and the time spent to enjoy it. And this, the washing of dishes. I didn't do that last Sunday, by the way. I probably should have done that for my parents, right? Okay, so the washing of dishes is not my favorite thing in the world to do. I'll have to admit it. But in our study, we've been talking about the gifts of ordinary life, the gifts of ordinary tasks. And so one person in our group shared the story of how she has a prayer right above her sink. And it says something like, I'm not going to get it exactly right, God, thank you for these dishes because it reminds me that I have dishes, I have food, I have shelter, and there are many in this world who do not have these privileges. Wow, the ordinary gift of washing dishes. And then another person shared that her friend takes all the people she's going to pray for that week, and she tacks them right up in front of her sink, and as she washes dishes, she takes time to pray for each person on that list. The holy moments. Washing the dishes, celebrating those ordinary gifts of life. All right, and then we talked a little bit about pets with the children. And I have to tell you, several years ago, my daughter used to spend a lot of time with our cat. Her name was, and she came to us with this name, Cotton Ball. But once we got to know her, she was a long-haired white cat, so it was fitting, except for once we got to know her, we knew this cat's name was not Cotton Ball. It was definitely Princess. And so we called her Princess Cotton Ball. And my daughter had gone for hours with this cat, and I would see her and say, where have you been? And she would say, I've been watching the cat. What? You've been watching a cat for 4 hours? And she said, yes, it brings me so much joy to just watch her just do stuff. And I was like, oh, goodness. Again, those holy moments where we meet the divine in ordinary life. And so I thought we would watch a cat video. And so just so you know, we don't have to just exclusively talk about cats. There are dogs, dog videos. Now, you also, one of the things I enjoy doing when I'm walking, driving in the country, if I see a field full of cows or horses, I might pull over and watch them for a while. The ordinary holy moments, gifts of life. What's he going to do? Oh, he must see something. That is my absolute favorite cat video ever. When my nephews came, I had to show him that video because I think it's the best video ever. I don't know. I probably should wonder that. I've never, Angela just said, did he get hurt? I've never even thought about that. I'm so sorry. God forgive me. Sue says, no, he didn't get hurt. Okay, good. All right, so, wow, we got so much joy from that, right? God created these cats and their quirks, and we get to visit with the divine through these animals. So I feel as though the only way we can go deeper with these holy moments is to have some homework. So we're going to, I'm challenging each of you this week, or I would say this month or year or forever, to notice and acknowledge the holy moments in life. And the challenge is not just a notice, but this week, I challenge you to write a prayer or a poem about something ordinary that you experience. And so I know someone here, you might be able to do this, but this is halfway. Someone here took the coffee prayer and changed it to a prayer for tea. So you can do that if you want, or you could change it to another beverage. But I challenge you to notice and acknowledge those holy moments in your life and take a minute to write a prayer or a poem about them. And so I'd like to end our time with this. Bless to me this community of faith gathered here today. They have shown me the divine through the way that they treat one another and the way that they have loved me. And they have brought me closer and deeper to the divine as we have lived and grown together. Amen.
And I'll just say to Pastor Alicia that singing that his eye is on the sparrow is my holy moment for today, because I'm headed off for 2 weeks to spend with my mom, and I do worry. So I'll just be singing that song for 2 weeks. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone, please, to place your attendance slips. Those are the lavender ones that are just like the prayer slips. Into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors to the church to know that we don't really expect a donation from you. You are our guest. We are grateful for your presence. Yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So, as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings. Please join me in the unison prayer of dedication as displayed on the screen. You are the peace of all things calm. You are the place to hide from harm. You are the light that shines in dark. You are the heart's eternal spark. You are the door that's open wide. You are the guest who waits inside. You are the stranger at the door. You are the calling of the poor. You are my Lord and with me still. You are my love, keep me from ill. You are the light, the truth, the way. You are my Savior this very day. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale, 122 in the blue hymnal and displayed on the screen.
God of the sparrow, God of the whale, God of the swirling stars, how does the creature say awe? How does the creature say praise? God of the earthquake, God of the storm, God of the trumpet blast, how does the creature cry, woe? How does the creature cry, save? God of the rainbow, God of the cross, God of the empty grave, how does the creature say, God of the hungry, God of the sick, God of the prodigal, how does the creature say care? How does the creature say care life? God of the neighbor, God of the foe, God of the pruning hook, how does the creature say love? How does the creature say peace? God of the ages, God of the heart, God of the loving heart, how do your children say joy? How do your children say home?
What a blessed day. So I have a benediction. You can speak it with me, or you can just rest and listen. God in my life, God on my lips, God in my soul, God in my heart, God in my hoping, God in my sufficing, God in my slumber, God in mine ever-living soul, God in mine eternity. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.